sounding very tired, little Shannon. You can't sit.
You can't stay here.
Oh, no, you don't need to do this.
I don't have an option.
This is right. That's the way. Little Shannon. You're getting very big. Very soon you'll not be able to sit on this form. You're going to be too big.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's right. So, you have the power to name and to unname. You have the power to make certain that the names of things that your ancestors gave you remain with you, you know, and you have the means and the power to lose it. You decide for yourself whether you're going to follow the law of nature or the law of mankind, the means in the white coats and the greedy peoples. They will say to you that it is because they want to make more foodings for the peoples of the earth, that there are too many mouths to feed. Nonsense. There is enough foodings on this planet to feed every living thing. What is getting in the way of it is greed. And until your voices are raised in protestation against greed, then what you have will continue as it is, you know? You understand? So it's very important that you know what you want in this life for yourselves and for all of those that will come after you, all your descendants. Is that right? Has anybody got anything else they want to know?
I suppose it's more or less along the line-ish. It's about the word that I asked last week, that we're merciful to ourselves. I did bring the Book of Words.
Very good. So you want to do this thing now.
Is it right?
That's a very good, sensible thing to do now. Is that right?
Yes, I've got some, I think.
Mercy. We talk about mercy. What is it?
Disposition to temper, justice with mildness, forbearance, clemency, compassion, an act of clemency, pity or compassion, pardon, forgiveness, control, discretion, liberty to punish or spare, something to be thankful for. And it just goes on different types of mercy, sister of mercies and things like that.
So what is it about this word that you want to expound on it?
Well, you had suggested that we needed, it's quite a while ago, I can't remember when, that we needed to be more merciful to ourselves, because you gave us some kind of a description of it. I'm sorry, I can't quite remember when it was. And then you said that mayhap one day you will further elaborate on being merciful to ourselves instead of just to other people, and how we're going to be able to do that.
So that is very good. How are you merciful to yourselves? How are you doing it in your life now? Are you doing it in your life now?
What do you need to start to live out yourself, like food, clothing, sleeping, exercise, water, that sort of thing? Would that be a start?
That is a beginning. That is starting with the physicality,
right?
Is it not?
Well, soul's got nowhere to live on this earth without it.
That's very, very accurate.
By showing compassion for yourself, therefore you'll be able to show compassion to others.
That's right. And then you can show mercy to others.
Mm.
Mercy is a beautiful word.
Mm. And the sisters in the museum is so beautiful.
So you have some words there that are not so good. However, there are some words there that you can follow through and find the other meanings, how they have words to describe them. What are the words?
Just lost the punch.
Somebody will have put the finger in there for you to open it up.
Thank you. The book from the right hand. Control, liberty to punish.
How do you feel about that? Liberty to punish.
Yeah.
It's
awful.
It's not been really nice if I do. It's been worse than this.
Almost, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
So what else does it say?
A disposition to temper.
I didn't understand what that meant.
To?
Like tempering something.
That's right. Yeah.
Not being angry.
Oh, to make it milder.
That's right, to make it more gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is not.
No, isn't it? Okay. I don't know. What does forbearance mean?
Look it up. Read the wordings.
I didn't have a definition.
Forbearance. What is the phrasing you have in this world? Lord, have mercy on the soul. It is often said before you kill somebody, is it not? Very often there is somebody that sits in judgment of others and says on you. Is that right?
Have mercy on your soul.
That's right. That is it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, the judge is saying that.
Just before they kill somebody.
Yes,
or give the order for somebody to be killed. Is that right?
Before sentencing.
Mm.
Doesn't sound sincere.
It is wordings that are just being said from the mind and not from the heart, is that right?
Mercy is a feeling word. Mm.
It is. That is right. It is a very much comes from the heart, and very often it is not spoken from the heart.
Control is a thinking word.
So this is a word that you need to lose, is it not?
Okay, forbearance. Or it says forbear. It's to refrain, abstain from, to hear with, to treat with patience, to refrain or abstain, to be patient, to refrain from feelings of resentment.
So, what is the most powerful word that would describe forbearance? That's right. Look for the power words, the words that have the feelings and the power behind them.
The ones that we have trouble mastering.
That is so. You take those to your heart and you take those into your life and you practice those in your life every moment of your day. These are the things I'm speaking to you about before time. When I say to you that you forget how to be in the world but not of it. So you forget to practice some of these things many times. You get lost in your own emotions, your own fears, your own doubts, which of course you know are fears.
It's wonderful, sir.
And your own angers. This is not wrong or bad to do this thing. This is part of your nature. Only I am coming to say to you, be aware upon it, you know, so that it doesn't last for so very long and make your life so miserable, said my little one. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Yeah.
That's so. There's something I have to say to you, little shaman. Don't be afraid of anything that comes into your path, because you have got a very strong power, very good energies, and a beautiful soul. And you have the power to master anything that comes into your life, no matter how much it may make you feel sad sometimes. You practice this compassion, this love and mercy. You do this thing all the time, even though sometimes you're not aware upon it. And you are a very good example for others to follow. You know? You're very strong. Very strong. Sometimes you are so strong that other people around you forget sometimes that you are still a child. You know? However, that's all right. You can be child now, as well as little shaman. Very good. So this little one you can learn much from, you know. All you have to do sometimes is to listen and watch and hear. And the spirit peoples will speak words of wisdom out of the mouth. And the older that this one grows in the life, the more the spirit peoples are going to speak wisdom to the peoples of the earth, to bring healing to people. Do this thing, because this is the path of the life. So mercy. Do you show mercy to yourselves very often? Do you be patient with yourselves?
No.
Sometimes. Very good. And what about the other times? Sometimes you feel bad. Because you hurt someone. What makes you hurt someone? I don't know. Do you feel angry? That's right. And you know the teach, don't you, that when you're angry it's because something is happening upon your life that has taken your power away from you. So you have to then employ all the teach that you have been given and get your power back in a good way. And one of the best ways of getting your power back is to look at the situation and become a warrior of the light in all ways, and understand the things that are transpiring under your nose, and to have some compassion for those that have stolen your power, and have compassion for yourself because you've had it stolen from you, you know? And this is a truth for all of you to learn, so that you learn to extend to yourselves this gift of mercy to yourselves. Don't be impatient. Don't be judgmental about yourselves. Be kind to yourselves. Allow yourselves to acknowledge that someone has taken your power from you for the moment. However, look deeply into how it is that they seem to have needed it so badly. Because then you will discover that as warriors of the light, you don't be missing that little bit of power at all. And then you find that you can gift it to them from your heart, and they no longer have the power to bring hurt to you. Let them have their little victories, because they may have needed them. Let others be victorious sometimes, because they need to be victorious. Mayhap they have not been able to be victorious in their life. And as you learn the gift of doing this thing, letting others be victorious, then you will find that instead of being your enemy, they will become your friend. There are exceptions to this rule, of course, because some humankind never learned that lesson. The fear is so great they cannot master it. Usually these peoples are not very well in their minds, and their souls have been damaged, you know. Even more reason to give them mercy and compassion. Always remember your power, your strength, and remember that as a warrior of the light and as a shaman, that you have a responsibility to set an example for others. It's a big responsibility, and one you have to practice, and you won't get it right all the time. That's right. That's part of learning. You will get it right by the time you leave this earth. So don't be too worried about it. Has anybody got anything else they want to know about mercy or anything else?
Could I ask a question, Sanjay? It's pertaining to that. It's on a personal level. I've been, with all those words you said, like fear and not compassionate, I've been that to myself. And it's all over. My son has gone into business, put everything he has into the business, and he's naturally got these obstacles that come up, generally around people trying to push him out of the way or put big hurdles in front of him to stop him doing it. So I consequently lay awake at night full of fear that it's not going to do well, that he'll go under, and I get angry, and then I can't sleep, and I worry. And so I've said of recent to oneness, I've said, I just can't deal with this. It's affecting me too much. I don't even want to eat. So I've asked oneness to take it away from me. But I'm not succeeding very well.
And you want to know, how is this?
Well, how is it? Or I suppose I'm also wondering, you said the words victorious, and I thought perhaps Sanjay can tell me, is he going to be victorious in his business? How am I?
It is the wrong question. What you need to be asking is he going to be victorious in this life? And that question I can answer for you, it is yes. he will be victorious in his life. However, you cannot, as a parent, protect your child from anything that they have set for themselves in this life.
Yes.
Good or bad, you cannot protect them.
No.
You have to let them live it and be in their life and have all their experience for their own self.
Yes, I totally agree. He's unaware that I'm worrying like a stupid mother. Totally unaware of it. I wouldn't let him know. I try and always be bright and breezy when I'm talking to him.
Right now, would you sit down? You just say something that is very, very interesting. How is it that you perceive that mothers are stupid?
Did I actually use that word? Mm-hmm. Did I?
Did anybody else hear this? I'm being stupid
because I shouldn't worry. I realize I'm giving away my power as well in worrying.
That's right. Listen to
everything wrong.
Listen to your soundings. Listen to your soundings. You're using all the words that are telling you your own being is shouting at you. Stop doing this thing. You are beating I up.
Yes, agree.
You are not being kind to I.
No.
This is a lesson for you. You have reached a point of your life where you must learn this lesson now. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the lesson is to let go. You are still mama. You will always be mama. You know? However, you must let the child do what it has set for itself in this life. No matter what it is going to do, no matter how it is going to be. Do you understand?
Yes, totally.
And you have to do that within your own being. You have to let go within your own being. You know? It is very good that you are believing that you are not letting your child know of all your worries. However, children are not blind, deaf, or dumb. And they know when their mamas are worrying about them. You know? So it is already known that you are worrying about it. Do you believe that in the event that something is not going to go so well, that you are going to have all the truth given to you? Because your fears are going to then enter into the mind and the heart of your child, and the child is going to say, I better not tell mama about it because it will make her more upset and more worried and fearful. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the other aspect of it is that when you are harboring all these worries and things that are happening, you are attracting to the situation the very things that you don't want to happen.
Yes, I agree.
Now, how to reverse it?
Yes, thank you.
That's the most important thing, is it not?
Sure.
How do you reverse it?
Yes,
make it go back the other way. Do you know how to be a channel for healing energy?
Well, I do it at times, but I can't do it for myself. I can't heal myself.
Nonsense, of course you can.
I've tried for weeks.
I show you how to do this thing. I have shown many, many times. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Many times. And the secret is what? The breath.
Breath of life.
The breath of life. You begin the process with the breath of life. You learn the things I've been giving you, I have been bringing and teaching you. You learn them, you practice them in your life, and then you will find that all these things will start to leave your life. You have to practice them. You cannot wave the fairy wand and make it all happen, you know. Fairies have wands, you know, they do. So you don't do this thing. Only fairies have got them. Nobody else has got them. You don't have them. So you need to breathe. The breath of life. Breathing it deep. Down in through the nose. Down into the middle south. Breathing deeply in. So that you build this sun inside you. Remember the sun? The breath of life is the sun. And the sun is my nourishment. Just a few little words you can say to yourself in your mind or out loud as you say this thing. And then when you have done it, you can... out. That's the beginning. And part of that is saying this thing to yourself, building this sun up. And as you feel this sun beginning to glow and get brighter and brighter inside of you, what do you do with it? You use the power of feeling and the power of your wordings. And you ask with these two things together for this energy to go out for healing. You know? Mm-hmm. And you can ask for this healing for yourself. Oneness, I would like the healing to go to my child. And I would like some also to come and be for myself. So that I will not be so worried about the child.
Mm-hmm.
Practice it. You will not do it until you practice it. This is the lesson you are being given. And you will not be able to let go until you start practicing.
Thank you.
You can't just sit there and wait for it to happen the next day. You can't sit there and say, well, I will do it the next day after that. You know this thing about tomorrow. I have said to you about tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. Do it now. Right this minute. Is that right? Do it this, right this minute. Tomorrow does not exist yet. It is still in your imagination. It is still there in spirit waiting to happen. It is still part of the plan and part of the Akashic records. It has not yet manifested on the earth yet. Tomorrow. Mythical beasts. The only way that you can travel into tomorrow is to leave your bodies and travel in spirit, through no time. That is what organism is doing, is traveling through no time into your tomorrows and your many tomorrows. Only even there, when organism manifests in that tomorrow, that place that you call tomorrow, it is still now. Do you understand? You are the tomorrow of yourself. When you were a small child, remember sitting perhaps or standing and talking with people and saying about the grown-ups in your life, that person looks very old. Very old, very ancient. And mayhap that person that you say is very old and very ancient is how you are now. Say what? Yes. So you are your own tomorrows. Know this thing. So it is very important to practice. Practice the breathing. I can't tell you often enough. Practice the breathing. Learn how to build the sun up inside of you. That beautiful sun, that chi energy that you can send through your whole body to charge it up, to bring you new strength. You only need a few moments of your earth to do this thing. To breathe, to bring the chi energy. And sometimes while you are doing this, you may have to go on a little journey. Not very long or very far. However, you can become very skilled at it so that you will always return at the right earth time, because you are governed in your life by time, is that so? Mm-hmm. So you can go and come back and be back just at the right time. Is that it? Practice the breath. Practice no shoulds and shouldn'ts. You know? Shoulds and shouldn'ts are very destructive. They hurt you. They are like sticks and stones and boulders and things that you are throwing and hurting yourself with all the time. Imagine a big should in the middle of your destiny path and you come along and attempt to kick it out of the way. You would hurt your foot, would you not? Not very sensible. Don't put it there in the first place. You don't need shoulds and shouldn'ts in your life. You don't need to give them to other peoples either. So don't give them to other peoples. That is practicing, putting into practice the lesson of mercy. Is it not? Mm-hmm. The lesson of patience, of compassion, of love. Putting it all into practice. Now there is a great need in these among yourselves for healing energies, is it not? Would you like to do this thing?
Thank you. I ask a question.
Certainly, little Shemin.
How do you levitate?
How do you levitate? This is something you have to practice. It's learning to walk on air. When you are lifting yourself up, you can use the power of the mind to alter where you are in your universe so that you are not governed by the laws of your universe. And some people learn to master this and some do not. Some have written it into their life path to learn to do this thing. And in days and times to come, there will be children born on the earth who will have this gift much more than you have seen. It will become more apparent. These are the golden children I speak to you about before time. And they will have the gift of moving themselves through space, through time, in their physicalities. There are beings who can do this already, however, they are not of the world. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? They have no life in the world. They have given their whole life to learning and practicing this art as part of the development of themselves. Do you understand? And as such, this is their destiny path for this life. Those of you that serve oneness in the wholeness of life, living and breathing and being together and interacting together and being involved with each other's emotions and learning about your fears inside yourself and being companions with each other and partners of life and so on and so forth and having children. For you, this gift will be something that you will not have necessarily written into your life because your energies are taken up in other ways. And because you are in physical body, you are governed by some of the laws of physicalities. You can use part of your mind to change many things. And you will find that you will master many things. However, as soon as you start to come together in partnerships, everything else gets lost because your physicality start to take over and it becomes more paramount for you to have your relationships. And that's as it is meant to be for you in this life. That will be what you have written. Where you meant to float through the air, you will have written it into your life as part of something that you will do. However, you can learn to walk on air. You can learn to travel between the spaces of your physical time. And all of you can learn to do this simple thing without having to move yourself up and down the seat just to show somebody how clever you are at moving your body through space. You know? You don't need to do that. And for those that master the technique of moving through time, very often they will do this thing and nobody else is any the wiser for it. It is very often something that is mastered and not shouted about. It is possible to do it. I tell you this thing, and you can talk to each other about it and about learning how to do it. When you master it, you don't shout it to everybody out there. Look what I can do. I can do this thing and that thing and so on and so forth. You can tell each other about it because you're all hearing the same teach now. So you can share it together. How do you travel through time? You have to learn, first of all, about spirit and how to go from one place to another place and not be governed by time. Example. The best example I can give you is organism, because organism does not be governed by time in quite the same manner as yourself. Certainly there are some aspects of the earth life that are requiring earth time to be recognized and acknowledged. However, beyond those few moments that are required for the benefit of others who are looking from the outside in, there is no need for your timepieces, you know, that you have on the body. Because the body can be in a place and the soul can travel and come back and be back to the body at the right earth time. No? And you can all do this thing. You can all practice this and do this thing. This is within the bounds of your abilities to learn to do it. And the learning is practice. Know that you can do it, know that it is possible, and practice it. And it all begins with the breath. Taking the breath. Is that right? And you have learned to walk on air, have you not? Oh, you have done it a little bit. And when you do this, you're walking on air, this is the beginning of learning to move through time, your earth time. You travel between the threads of it. So that you can go from one place of being to the other place of being in your chariots. Is that right? And you can get from this place to that place at the earth time that you need to be there. And sometimes you may have been leaving from your place of leaving to go to your destination, and there is not in truth of earth time enough to get from there to there. However, by learning to travel through time, you can get from there to there with your chariot safely, without doing anything wrong to break the laws of your earth, and you will find that you will arrive at the right earth time. Now, just a little aside about this right earth time. You may say that you have to be there at a certain earth time. Spirit will say you don't need to be there until 5 or 10 of your earth minutes past this time, because where you are going to your destination, it will not be right for you to be there because you will have to wait for a while. Is that it?
Yes.
So what happens is Spirit says to you, doesn't matter, just get there, and you will find. And when you get there, everything will be as it is meant to be. This is what I'm saying to you, you know, about not worrying. You know, when you want to do something, when you want something to happen, just know that everything will be as it is meant to be. Understand? That way you won't worry about your child. You know. So, are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
So this is the time of the dance of love. Love without condition. The love you share with each other, bringing each other healing energies. So, perhaps it is good for somebody to come and bring this one. Is this right? Let's have this one come to be here. Who wants to come and sit on this seat, please?
I'll put it
somewhere. The things come.
Okay. Oh, no, it's just a lot.
And remember how I say to you, this is the dance of love. Love. Which is compassion. Love and compassion. When you are all ready, and you have your soundings, those of you that are sitting, you have a task to do. Your task is to close your eye and to take inside of you the deep breath of life into your middle cell. And this is your opportunity to speak to oneness and to say to oneness, here am I, your child. Prince, let I know what I need to know for this life. Show I how I can best be your servant in this life to do whatever you need I to do to bring betterment, love, healing and peace to all living things, including myself, because this is what you are here for, is to receive the healing energies of oneness. And those of you that are standing, your task is very simple. Remember the safe touching you have been taught, and also to you are going to offer yourselves in service. And so you will stand back a little way, your hands at your side, and prepare yourself to begin at the crown of the head always. And when your task is finished and you feel that your task is done, you complete that cycle by turning your hands to the crown chakra. And you say, oneness, thank you for allowing I to be a channel for the healing energies this night. And then you say, so be it, and you step back. And then you must stand next to the person and watch them carefully, because they may have gone on a journey and they will need you to be watching and looking after their physicalities until they return. And when they return, you give them something, the waters of life, please, always. Are we ready?
Yes. Got the same music we had before.
Oh, we need something else, do we not? This one. This is very nice. It's got some beautiful soundings and dancings in it, and it's not too strong for you to over sleep too much. And so, yes. So, the next one.